Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, friends. Welcome to another refreshing episode of the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you could join me today, wherever you're listening from. Whether you're on your way to work, at home preparing for the day, or just settling into your quiet time, thank you for making this a part of your journey with God. Today's devotional topic is Sing a New Song, and our Bible text is from the book of Psalm 96, verse 1 to 2, which says, Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Now, let me begin with a story from Scripture. In Acts 16, Paul and Silas were thrown into prison. They had been beaten, chained, and locked up in the inner cell. If there was ever a moment to be discouraged, that was it. But what did they do? The Bible says at midnight, Paul and Silas began praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so violent that the prison doors flew open and everyone's chains came loose. Isn't that powerful? Their worship brought freedom, not only for them, but also for everyone around them. Friends, that's the power of a new song. It's not just about melody. It's about a fresh expression of worship that shifts atmospheres and opens doors. Let me ask you, when was the last time you sang a new song to the Lord? Not just repeating yesterday's words, but lifting up something fresh from your heart. Maybe yesterday you were weighed down, but today you can say, Lord, thank you for new mercies this morning. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 to 23. Maybe yesterday you were afraid, but today you can sing, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, verse 1. This your encouragement. You see, every new day deserves a new song, because every day brings a new expression of God's goodness. Think about Israel after crossing the Red Sea in Exodus 15. Moses and Miriam didn't sing an old song. They sang a new song of victory because God had just done something incredible. So, let me ask you again, what new thing has God done for you lately? Did he wake you up this morning? That's a reason for a new song. Did he provide for you yesterday in ways you didn't expect? That's a reason for a new song. Did he keep you safe in times you didn't even know danger was near? That's a reason for a new song. Even if life feels heavy right now, let me assure you, God is still worthy of a new song. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Habakkuk 3 verse 17 to 18. Now pause for a moment and reflect. What fresh words of praise can you give God today? Not yesterday's hallelujah, not last year's testimony, but today's fresh expression. Here's your action point for today. Before you step fully into your activities, take a moment, just 2 or 3 minutes, and sing something new to the Lord. It doesn't have to rhyme, it doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to be real. Sing about his faithfulness, his love, his goodness. As you go today, say this with me. Today, I sing a new song to the Lord. My life is filled with fresh worship. I am grateful, I am victorious, and I am free. No chain can hold me down, for the Lord is my song and my salvation. Today, I walk in joy, and I carry a melody of praise in my heart. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this new day and the gift of life. We choose to sing a new song to you today. Let our worship rise as a sweet fragrance before you. Lord, just as you broke chains for Paul and Silas, break every chain holding your children back today. Fill their hearts with joy, peace, and fresh testimonies. Bless their going out and their coming in. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining today's Winning Everyday Podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with a friend, a loved one, or even post it online to spread encouragement. Let's help more people sing a new song every day. Until next time, remember, keep winning every single day with Jesus by your side.
Life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.